Listen to God's Word for April 19th. Today's reading includes Psalms 7, 27, 31, 34, 52, 56, 120, and 140. May God bless this reading of His Word. Psalm 7, a Shegeian of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning the words of Cush, a Benjamite. O Lord my God, I take refuge in you. Save me and deliver me from all my pursuers, or they will shred my soul like a lion and tear me to pieces with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if injustice is on my hands, if I have rewarded my ally with evil, if I have plundered my foe without cause, then may my enemy pursue me and overtake me. May he trample me to the ground and leave my honor in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in your anger. Rise up against the fury of my enemies. Awake, my God, and ordain judgment. Let the assembled peoples gather around you. Take your seat over them on high. The Lord judges the peoples. Vindicate me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and integrity. Put an end to the evil of the wicked, but establish the righteous, O righteous God, who searches hearts and minds. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who feels indignation each day. If one does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He has bent and strung his bow. He has prepared his deadly weapons. He ordains his arrows with fire. Behold, the wicked man travails with evil. He conceives trouble and births falsehood. He has dug a hole and hollowed it out. He has fallen into a pit of his own making. His trouble recoils on himself, and his violence falls on his own head. I will thank the Lord for his righteousness and sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Psalm 27 of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I dread? When the wicked came upon me to devour my flesh, my enemies and foes stumbled and fell. Though an army encamps around me, my heart will not fear. Though a war breaks out against me, I will keep my trust. One thing I have asked of the Lord. This is what I desire: to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble He will hide me in His shelter. He will conceal me under the cover of His tent. He will set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be held high above my enemies around me. At His tabernacle I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, my voice when I call. Be merciful and answer me. My heart said, "Seek His face." Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Hide not your face from me, nor turn away your servant in anger. You have been my helper. Do not leave me or forsake me, O God of my salvation. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my oppressors. Do not hand me over to the will of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. Still, I am certain to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be strong and courageous. Wait patiently for the Lord. Psalm 31, for the choir master, a psalm of David. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Save me by your righteousness. Incline your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, the stronghold of my deliverance. For you are my rock and my fortress. Lead me and guide me for the sake of your name. You free me from the net laid out for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I hate those who cling to worthless idols, but in the Lord I trust. I will be glad and rejoice in your loving devotion, for you have seen my affliction. You have known the anguish of my soul. You have not delivered me to the enemy. You have set my feet in the open. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes fail from sorrow, my soul and body as well. For my life is consumed with grief, and my years with groaning. My iniquity has drained my strength, and my bones are wasting away. Among all my enemies I am a disgrace, and among my neighbors even more. I am dreaded by my friends. They flee when they see me on the street. I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I am like a broken vessel. For I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Make your face shine on your servant. Save me by your loving devotion. O Lord, let me not be ashamed, for I have called on you. Let the wicked be put to shame. Let them lie silent in Sheol. May lying lips be silenced, lips that speak with arrogance against the righteous, full of pride and contempt. How great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have bestowed before the sons of men on those who take refuge in you. You hide them in the secret place of your presence from the schemes of men. You conceal them in your shelter from accusing tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has shown me his loving devotion in a city under siege. In my alarm I said, I am cut off from your sight. But you heard my plea for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but fully repays the arrogant. Be strong and courageous, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 34. Of David, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, so that the king drove him away. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul boasts in the Lord. Let the oppressed hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant with joy. Their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man called out, and the Lord heard him. He saved him from all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. Young lions go lacking and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who delights in life, who desires to see good days? Keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from deceitful speech. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are inclined to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to wipe out all memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. He saves the contrite in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked, and the haters of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems his servants, and none who take refuge in him will be condemned. Psalm 52. For the choir master, a maskil of David, after Doeg the Edomite went to Saul and told him, David has gone to the house of Ahimelech. Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The loving devotion of God endures all day long. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharpened razor, O worker of deceit. You love evil more than good, falsehood more than speaking truth. You love every word that devours, O deceitful tongue. Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and tear you away from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will mock the evildoer, saying, "Look at the man who did not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his wealth and strengthened himself by destruction." But I am like an olive tree, flourishing in the house of God. I trust in the loving devotion of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. I will wait on your name, for it is good, in the presence of your saints. Psalm 56. For the choir master. To the tune of A Dove on Distant Oaks, a miktam of David when the Philistines seized him in Gath. Be merciful to me, O God, for men are hounding me. All day they press their attack. My enemies pursue me all day long, for many proudly assail me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? All day long they twist my words. All their thoughts are on my demise. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my steps while they wait to take my life. In spite of such sin, will they escape? In your anger, O God, cast down the nations. You have taken account of my wanderings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book? Then my enemies will retreat on the day I cry for help. By this I will know that God is on my side. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Your vows are upon me, O God. I will render thank offerings to you. For you have delivered my soul from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Psalm 120, A Song of Ascents. In my distress I cried to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. What will he do to you, and what will be added to you, O deceitful tongue? Sharp arrows will come from the warrior, with burning coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I dwelt among those who hate peace. I am in favor of peace, but when I speak, they want war. Psalm 140. For the choir master, a psalm of David. Rescue me, O Lord, from evil men. Protect me from men of violence, who devise evil in their hearts and stir up war all day long. They sharpen their tongues like snakes. The venom of vipers is on their lips. Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Keep me safe from men of violence who scheme to make me stumble. The proud hide a snare for me. The cords of their net are spread along the path, and lures are set out for me. I say to the Lord, You are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for help. O God the Lord, the strength of my salvation, You shield my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not promote their evil plans, lest they be exalted. May the heads of those who surround me be covered in the trouble their lips have caused. May burning coals fall on them. May they be thrown into the fire, into the miry pits, never to rise again. May no slanderer be established in the land. May calamity hunt down the man of violence. I know that the Lord upholds justice for the poor and defends the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name. The upright will dwell in your presence. Thanks for listening, and join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.